over the last couple of years that Pascal would at some stage, because he had been actively involved with the World Bank over the last number of years. And I think it was inevitable at some stage that if being offered the position, like, you know what I mean, that, and I suppose being the finance minister as well within the government here in Ireland, that it was inevitable, I think, at some stage that Pascal would, if offered, would go for the World Bank position.
Talk to me a little bit about the legacy that he's going to leave behind in Irish politics. When he came into the finance department, the country was in, dare I say it, challenging times, and he seems to have very much led from the front with the economic revival.
Pascal was elected back the same time as myself in 2011, and I must say, you know, he was a fantastic grafter, like, you know what I mean, inner city TD, and a very, very hard worker. Now, I know when I went in initially, it was Michael Noonan and Andy Kenny, but Pascal came in on the scene as Minister for Finance then, and certainly he settled things, and people had great respect for him, like, you know what I mean? And if Pascal said something, people believed what he was saying, because he was very honest and very honourable and of huge integrity, like, you know what I mean? And he was been and has been a very close personal friend of mine for many, many years. We used to have a lot of banter over football and that. He was a big Bowes supporter there in Dublin, and of course I was looking for lobbying for money for Sligo Rovers, and you know, he was a good listener at all times, and had the great respect of the cabinet and indeed of everybody associated with the party within government, and also, you know, with the TD senators, and indeed with all the general public of the party, all the members. He would have a story to tell. He would have facts, figures, and everything else. So, I mean, he just didn't want just for the sake of going on to a radio interview or whatever else. But Pascal had, and rightly so, yes, he had great respect across the board, like, you know, and I'd seen it for many, many years with all parties and none in the Dáil, like, you know what I mean, that Pascal was one of those guys that, you know, commanded huge respect from everybody.
Finally, how big of a loss will he be for the government, and how big of a loss will he be for the Fine Gael parliamentary party?
A huge loss, because, I mean, on numerous occasions there, you know, over the years, Pascal's name was mentioned on numerous occasions there, that he would be a potential leader of the Fine Gael party. And as a minister, his track record over the years as a TD and indeed as minister of finance in various governments, but also as a leader. And, you know, there were many occasions when his name was mentioned as perhaps maybe the next leader of the Fine Gael party. That won't happen now, but certainly he's going to be a huge, huge loss, because he had a huge influence on many, many people, both within the cabinet and indeed, you know, the ordinary 5-8 TD senators and various other people within the party, and also the general public within the membership of the party.